Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Diamond Club Baseball has produced elite athletes for 10 years now and is even trusted by your Colorado Rockies to run their scout team program. Diamond Club is based right here in Denver, and their goal is to treat player development just like it's a minor league organization so that your child can be set up for the ultimate success.
Everyone works together to make sure that everyone's getting the proper instruction that they need to help youth athletes grow and to become great ball players yet enjoy the game. That's why I have my son playing with Diamond Club, because it's a great way to really show them they're learning baseball the right way.
That was Sean. As he mentioned, his son plays on a Diamond Club team. They offer multiple summer camps, private lessons, high school teams, and youth competitive teams. Plus, their prices are more affordable than their competition.
Diamond Club has very fair price. You know, when you kind of pay and know that all fees for the tournaments, fields, uniforms, and instruction are taken care of, as well as getting access to some of the things that other programs don't offer, like entire team instruction and fitness programs, you know, the whole package to really make sure that a ball player ends up a well-rounded youth athlete.
Believe us when we tell you that after experiencing the knowledge, positive attitude, work ethic, and fun that their summer camps provide, your child will want to play on one of their teams. Check out diamondclubbaseball.net today to learn more.
Broncos country is sitting in the south stands, drinking the curds from Mile High. The best part of the weekend, hugging a perfect stranger as they become a friend, having a good time when the orange and blue WIN.
Welcome in to the BSN Broncos podcast presented by The Green Solution. The Green Solution has 17 Colorado locations with express checkout to get you in and out as fast as possible. Go to mygreensolution.com, order whatever you need, and go to the closest Green Solution to pick it up. Use code BSN20 today for 20% off your entire purchase. Well, Zach, the 49ers have come and they have brought their crappy weather with them.
What is this, Ryan? I mean, August is supposed to be hot, except in San Francisco, where I've heard it's like 60s and overcast, and that's what we have today.
It's exactly what we have today, which is probably exactly what it's like in San Francisco right now, which is pretty weird. I saw this whole thing happen. It was wild. I was literally looking out my window at my house. Half of the sky was blue, half of the sky was pure fog, and it just slowly covered the whole thing. But I do see a pocket of blue sky over there, which is good news for you, because you clearly did not check the weather before you came here.
Why would I need to check the weather? It's 92 degrees is the high. I'm wearing short sleeves, got my pink shorts on. Yeah, I'm ready for Denver August, not this San Francisco August.
Yeah, if you hear Zach's teeth chattering, it's because he's wearing shorts and a t-shirt and it is freezing out. So why don't we start with yesterday's practice, just quick takeaways from that, and then we got some other fun stuff to get to.
Well, to be fair, it was the first team offense going up against the scout team defense, which they pretty much done every single day this week. I expect that to obviously change this today and tomorrow, and of course before Monday's game. But what I noticed, Joe Flacco was money. He was taking what the defense was giving them, and what really opened up the offense to start was play action. Joe Flacco working with the fake handoffs and then finding Cortland Sutton. When he wasn't finding Cortland off play actions, he was hitting Emmanuel Sanders in the middle of the field. And Ryan, that right there is what this offense should be like in the passing game. That's exactly what it should be. It should be play action that's successful for 20 to 30 yards to Cortland Sutton. And then when it's not that, it's Emmanuel Sanders short, middle, mid-range, long, middle, left, right, everywhere all over the field. And that's just what Emmanuel's been the past week.
Let me ask you something. What do you think the run-pass balance is going to be of this team?
55-45?
Which one?
Pass.
Okay. I think it's going to be a little more, but I think you're on the right track there. Obviously, they want to be a run-first team, but which is kind of weird because all analytics tell you in today's day and age that running is not nearly as valuable as passing the ball. But I think the thing is they're just going to have a hard time generating offense, and the further you go into games when you're struggling to generate offense, the more you have to pass the ball. So I think it's going to be about 60-40 pass to run.
And you better be effective when running the ball, or those play actions, which is like what the number one priority of the passing game for this offense, is going to be bad. Then those defenders are going to be able to hang back and not bite on the run. And then Joe Flacco is going to get crushed coming out of the boots, and it's not going to trick anyone.
Yeah, although there is more analytics coming out now that say it doesn't actually matter if you run the ball well or at all for play action to succeed. Basically, there's nothing that proves that running the ball well makes play action more successful, and nothing that proves that if you aren't running the ball well, you can't do play action.
I don't buy it, because what I envision happening is Joe Flacco's not the most elusive guy. So if they don't have to respect the run, then it's going to be easy to coach that defender, that outside linebacker, that defensive end to just stay home and destroy Joe Flacco. But that's interesting that there's information out there.
Yeah, it does change, I think, a little bit in this offense, just because you need that mesh. You need the offense to go with the play. Or, I'm sorry, you need the defense to go with the play so you can get out there and just have open throws. It'd be interesting to see if the San Francisco defense sits on those bootlegs as much as the Broncos defense does. I kind of hope they don't, just so we can see this Broncos offense kind of get it rolling a little bit today.
I think they will, because during the Hall of Fame game, the Falcons were sitting on those, and I don't know if they did any scouting for the Broncos and knew that, and how much the San Francisco 49ers are going to try to scout that. But Ryan, no Broncos on the field. We got a few San Francisco 49ers on the field.
I wish I had a roster, because I don't know who any of them are. I'm thinking one of them is the long snapper based on his number, and the other one would be the backup kicker. No, probably the punter I'm going. Number six is the punter.
Yeah, he looks like a punter.
He does look like a – maybe it's because Colby Wadman also wears number six.
No, I think just him and Colby have very similar body structures.
It's possible. Really quick, let me just ask. Is there a chance the Broncos and 49ers make a deal this week? You got John Elway and John Lynch hanging out. They're probably going down to Elway's, having some steaks. Any chance John says, hey, man, I really need X and you really need Y. Why don't we swap a guy?
What's the X you need?
Inside
linebackers.
What
are you looking at? Inside linebackers. San Francisco's got to be struggling with them, right? Their first-round pick inside linebacker just from, what, 2 years ago was a bust.
Very true.
No longer on the team.
They might not be exactly just chock full of good inside linebackers.
I'll draw on Vic for this answer and what he said yesterday, because he was asked, will you have your eyes on any San Francisco players to learn about them? And he said, if they flash to where I'm noticing them, then 49ers aren't giving them up. So that's probably how it's going to be.
Also, that is probably more John's job than Vic's. To keep an eye on the 49ers to see if there's anyone he wants.
So you think a deal does happen?
No, I don't. I think there's definitely – I bet you if anything, it would be a player who gets cut from the 49ers that the Broncos like later go scoop up.
Yeah, and that's kind of what Vic said, though, is that's not going to happen. That's likely not going to happen. But you do get you get two more days of practice than you do with any other team in the league to scout the opposing team.
these teams have been known for doing deals together. I mean, you had the Cabrera Bibbs deal. You had the Dakota Watson deal. Maybe it's something that's that important. But maybe there is a little juice that comes out of this.
I'm saying no. You got to say yes now the way you're playing this. You can't table this where you're saying no, but then where you're going to say, oh, no, but now I can say yes.
Well, no, I'm not going to say that it's going to happen because trades are so rare in the NFL. It's like predicting like the kick to hit the post before. Not like it's not making or missing. It's hitting the post.
Well, are you being bold? Are you going to say it's going to happen or not?
I'm going to say it is not going to happen.
Okay.
But if it happens,
oh wow!
I'm taking credit for the idea.
No, you can't. You can't. That's what I'm saying. You can't do that. Yep. You got to choose.
Playing both sides.
Nope. If you want credit, say it's going to happen.
I'm not going to take credit for saying it was going to happen. I'm just going to take credit for speaking it into existence.
No, you don't get that.
Taking it.
You don't get that.
All right, Zach. Were you well, anything else from yesterday's practice that needs to be noted?
That was
Kareem
it.
Jackson had a pick six.
Kareem Jackson had a pick six. He was back for the first time in a week, so that was really good to see, pick six. You also had Bryce Callahan with a pick six. The secondary, Ryan, looks really good. Let's see what it looks like against Jimmy Garoppolo.
Make sure you check out my story because Chris Harris said something that I found to be very, very interesting about Vic Fangio. And Chris doesn't usually BS this stuff. This one was a pretty interesting takeaway from Chris. I wrote about that. Make sure you check out Zach's story if you want more on the observations. You can just listen to Zach describe to you every single thing that happened at practice with his beautiful voice. Before we move on, we have a really cool new thing that we're going to be doing here on the BSN Broncos podcast. Here's what's going to happen. You guys are going to go to freewgt.com. That's freewgt.com. And maybe a lot of you are already knowing what WGT is. But WGT is World Golf Tour. It's an app. And it is by far the best golf app out there in terms of playability and all that sort of stuff. You can play all sorts of courses. You can play head-to-head matchups with other people online. And it is truly just a really fun game. So you got to go to freewgt.com to make sure that we get credit for you downloading the app. But when you do that, go in there. And you got to take notes here because you're going to want to participate in this competition. So once you download WGT, you're going into game modes, which is right there on the front page. And then you're going to go to stroke play and closest to the hole. You keeping up with me, Zach?
I am. I'm following along.
All right. I'm continuing on here. Go to stroke play / closest to the hole. It's one of the. It's the third option after you click game modes. Then you're going to go into that. You're going to choose Pebble Beach this week. You are going to choose the bottom option, which is challenge one closest to the hole. Then, I know this is complicated, but you're gonna want to participate. Then you're going to play the closest to the hole challenge, and whoever is the closest to the pin on hole number three, on their first shot. Oh, you actually only get one shot on these. Whoever's closest to the pin is gonna win a prize, and we're gonna do this every week. And we're talking, gift cards or BSN Denver merch, shirts, whatever it may be. Going to be sick prizes, and if you participate in every single week, and this is easy, all you got to do is like hit a little shot on a game and then send us a screenshot to @BSN Broncos of whatever your distance from the hole was. If you participate every week, you're going to be eligible for the grand prize, which is going to be sick.
Ooh.
Like, we're talking like, I don't know, maybe a jersey, maybe tickets to a game. Depending on
some gift cards,
where you are,
some great places.
Well, those will be weekly, like sweet gift cards. The grand prize, though, is going to be dope. We're going to figure out what it is based on where you're located, because like we're not going to say, oh, free tickets to a game if you can't get here for a game. But maybe it's a jersey, whatever. Did you see Wes Welker just run by?
Oh, did he? Was that him?
He did.
Ryan, let me tell you guys about WGT. I freaking love this game. So it's a golf game. That it's an app on your phone. I originally downloaded on my iPad 6 or 7 years ago. I am an OG lover of this game. I don't have time for games anymore. So every single game other than this one just faded in my life. I love this one. I don't have the nice clubs like you do in real life. I don't go out on the courses in real life, although I would love to. But this game, I'm able to do that, and not just at some made-up golf courses that have, you know, a tee and some grass. No, I'm playing Pebble Beach. I'm playing St. Andrews. I'm playing real courses around the world, and it's so realistic. It's so fun. It's simplistic, where the learning process isn't too difficult, but it feels like golf, where when you mess up, you're so frustrated, and there's the small intricacies of the game. It is so real life. I absolutely love this game. And Ryan, I think my favorite reason that I love this game now is because I'm better than you at it, and I am going to beat you in golf, and you've never beat me in golf, so I'm going to be I'm just going to be undefeated against you in golf, and then you can never tell me how to golf again.
I don't think you're going to beat me. That's the problem with what you're saying. I just picked this game up the other day, played it. I played hole number 3 on the closest to the hole challenge, and I put that baby to like 6 feet. Easy birdie from there, and I'm thinking that I can get even closer this week.
Yeah, that's cute that you do like one swing at a time, Ryan. I've done thousands of swings on this game, maybe millions of swings on this game.
Well, yeah, I mean, you usually have lots of swings when you play golf. I try to have less swings. That's the point of the game.
Maybe I played millions of holes.
Maybe you have. okay, to simplify everything, you're going to freewgt.com first. That's how they know that you found out about this through us.
And it'll download the app through that.
Right. You just go to freewgt.com and you just click a button and it starts downloading the app. So again, that's how they know that you found WGT because of us. If you already have WGT, well, then you already have WGT. Then you're going to do closest to the hole at Pebble Beach and send us a screenshot to @BSNBroncos of how close you got.
Of hole 3.
Hole 3, which is the downhill par 3. It's the most famous hole at Pebble Beach. And, well, arguably the most famous hole at Pebble Beach. Definitely the most famous par 3. Even if you're like 4,000 yards away from the hole, just screenshot it and send it to us, because participation is an important part of this for the grand prize. You might not win the weekly prize, but if you participate every week, you will be eligible for the grand prize.
And guys, you guys are going to be so in love with this game. You're going to do way more than just that challenge, but we're going to have these challenges every single week. You get to compete with us. You get to compete with the rest of the BSN community. It's an awesome game, so make sure you go to freewgt.com. It is awesome. You can also play Top Golf on there. I mean, we love Top Golf in real life, and you get to play Top Golf on the app if you don't want to be on the beautiful Pebble Beach or St. Andrews.
And as everyone knows, Top Golf is part of the BSN fam.
Yep.
All right, so, Zach,
you got a week.
Yes, you have 1 week from today to get your answers in, or your screenshots. And remember to tweet it at BSN Broncos. Tweet your screenshot of how close you got to the pin. It shows you right after the hole. You were 6 feet away, and you just take a screenshot of that, send it to us. All right. Since we are getting these joint practices, Zach, I feel as though it would be insider information for the preseason fantasy draft to be able to watch these. So, because of that, we're going to do the preseason fantasy draft today.
Oh.
So there are no, you know, because you're going to watch the defense today. I'm going to watch the offense, or vice versa. And I don't want you picking up little things. Oh, this guy can't guard this guy on the third team. I'm filing this away because I don't have that luxury. It just doesn't seem fair to me. So we're going to draft today.
I love it. Fair to you.
Yes.
Because you like my scouting skills more than yourself.
And we are 1-1. We're both 1-1. This is a really big game.
Yeah, not really. I'm 2-0 because touchdowns are obviously worth 6 points.
Because they have been the rules the whole time, we are certainly not changing that this week.
Oh, come on. It's going to come back to bite you, and I'm going to love it.
All right. So.
We are changing the rules a tiny bit, I think we can agree on. You have the first pick this week because you had it week one, I had week two. But I think we're doing a snake draft from now on, right?
That seems fair, although the games have been pretty even. Both times the person who had the second pick won. but I guess
we don't have to.
What do you think? What's your honest opinion on the matter?
Aren't snake drafts probably the most fair? I don't know.
In this context, are they though?
I don't know. I mean, why is it done that way?
Let's just do it that way. There's no reason to not do it that way. We've gotten two out of the way. It turned out to be even, so we have a chance to have a fresh start here. So, with the first pick in the whatever you want to call it, 2019 Week 3 preseason fantasy draft, BSN Broncos podcast. All right, I'm out. I would like to take the same guy that's gone number one overall both of the first 2 weeks, Drew Lock.
Drew Lock, he wasn't the reason I lost last week. He was the reason, one of the reasons you lost week one, but that makes sense. That makes sense. I hope this is the Kevin Hogan show. Hope we're watching 3.5 quarters of Kevin Hogan this week.
We are not getting almost any Kevin Hogan.
I'm going to go.
Is Drew the number two for sure, in your opinion?
Yeah, he has to be. He absolutely has to be. That's a good pick, unfortunately. I, with my first overall pick, I think this guy's been like a top two pick every single week. I'm going to go Juwan Winfrey. Juwan Winfrey. I think this guy is going to play with every single unit. Maybe not a ton with the ones, but I think he should be on the field, what, three quarters?
Yeah, he's going to play a lot.
With my next pick, man, I don't know where to go here. I feel, okay, I like this one. I'm going to go Noah Fant.
Gosh, dang it. God, man.
That's the reaction I needed because I was feeling very uncomfortable and almost went a different direction.
That drives me nuts.
You don't want to do the snake draft anymore?
No. I was going to take him number one overall.
Oh, man.
That really grinds my gears.
You know what? You know why I did that? I read your articles earlier in the week because I used promo code BRONCOSCAMP and got in there.
Use promo code BRONCOSCAMP to get on this. It's the only way you can really find out what's going down at these practices, or at least the best way you can find out what's going down on these joint practices with the 49ers. There are many 49ers in front of us right now. Should we ask Matt Breda if he wants to come on the podcast?
Yes, maybe if he comes on the podcast, can I draft him?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Maybe
let's make that happen.
Maybe Marquise Goodwin wants to come on the podcast.
I mean, these guys are close right now. And if you want that insider information about what's about to happen these next 2 days, hit that code BRONCOSCAMP. Because, Ryan, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe it's a bad light, but tomorrow is the end of training camp. We don't know how long this Broncos camp code is going to be around for.
Okay, with my next pick in the preseason fantasy draft, I'm going to take a guy who I'm just kind of going out on a limb here. I'm going to take Troy Fumagalli.
Okay.
They are so thin at tight end that I think that that they're going to have to play these guys a lot.
Yeah.
Jake Butt's not playing.
No.
We don't know if Bug Howard's going to play.
Right.
They might be down to three total tight ends for this game.
Yep. Very well could be.
It's an unfortunate place to be.
You're on the clock again.
Oh, I'm back on the clock. Yeah. Oh, snake drafts are great. I need a wide receiver or a running back.
You need a lot, let me tell you that. I'm not just telling to fill the roster. You need a lot of points.
You know what?
Do it. Pull the trigger. Whatever you're thinking on. Whatever you are biting your lip on right now, just do it.
Phillip Lindsay.
Expect a big game from him?
No, I'm expecting an early touchdown from him.
Okay. An early touchdown would be really good for you.
Should we ask these guys who they think is a bad matchup for them? I feel like these offensive 49ers would tell us who's a bad matchup for their defense.
I don't think so. I don't think they'd tell you. All right, I'm going to the drawing board now. I also need a lot on this team. I'm going to go.
I've forgotten most of the players on the team. I don't remember any of the players anymore.
On the Broncos. Yep. That's good. All you need to know is the top 22?
Yeah.
Throw 20, 25 in for the special teamers. All right. I am going to go. Does Emmanuel play this game?
He says he is.
We know how he is with Joe Flacco, don't we?
We do.
And that is why I'm going to go Devontae Booker.
Oh, man, that was a bad pick.
Yeah, I don't like it, but I think he's going to see some time.
All right. Is Devontae Jackson still on the team?
Yeah.
Have you seen him once this week?
Oh, wait, I'm up again. Back-to-back picks right here.
Oh, so it's back-to-back picks the whole rest of the draft after the first?
Exactly.
I don't like this setup.
With my next pick, I'm going to go with Fred Brown. Downtown Fred Brown. Throw him on my roster. Now I got both third string wide receivers.
Downtown Fred Brown. I'm going with a player here who has a chip on his shoulder this week. And he might be slow, but he catches everything, according to Vic Fangio, Tim Patrick.
You know what Tim did the next day after said that? Tim dropped one.
Right in front of our faces.
Yep, that's what you're in for this week with number 81.
All right, because I think the Broncos are going to score a touchdown on their first drive this week, I'm going to make sure that I get who it is because I feel like it's going to be a rushing touchdown. I'm going to take Royce Freeman.
So you're going to score two touchdowns on the first drive?
No, I just want to make sure that I do get that. I want to make sure that I do get that touchdown.
Okay.
Because one touchdown could win you the whole thing in this game.
Okay. Yeah, one touchdown could, and then the first team will be off, and you won't see any of Royce or Phillip Lindsay. I like that.
I'm rolling the dice that my 7 or 6 points that I get on this first touchdown will be enough to cancel out any points that your running backs get.
Well, I'm going to go that direction. Actually, I got two picks here. I like this. With my next pick, I'm going to take Khalfani Muhammad.
You've been trying to ride that train a lot.
And worked week one.
Did work week one. Did you know that the 49ers also have a Harris Jr.?
Wow.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah, that's something else. Number 35, just 10 more than Chris himself. And I'm going to actually take the guy that is going to score that touchdown on the first drive. That's Cortland Sutton with my flex.
He had a chance last week. It's a good pick. All right, what do I need here?
You need wide receiver and flex, and the board is yours. You get to clear it out.
I have my pick of every player that exists on the Broncos.
Every single player. You can take Von Miller if you want. Flex.
Did you take Emmanuel Sanders?
Nope.
Well, the Broncos are going to score a touchdown on their first drive. So I'm making sure I have him. Emmanuel Sanders.
Wow. Locked in? The pick's locked in?
Yeah.
Just getting word here. Emmanuel is not going to play this week.
You're joking. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't, which would kind of bum me out. But I'm rolling the dice this week.
You really are. These starters better rack up 44 points in the first
quarter.
You think
they get a quarter or two drives?
Two drives, right, which could be a quarter.
I need a two for two of performance here. That would make fans really happy.
Certainly would.
All right, with my last pick, I need a flex.
Go with another starter. Oh, you know what? There's a starter on the board.
Who? Jeff Heirman?
Yep. You just said it? Locked in?
Nope. Who do I want?
Devontae Jackson's available.
You know what? Just because I gave him an amazing nickname yesterday, I'm taking Stevie Stickum.
Wow.
Stephen Dunbar Jr.
That's the only guy you kind of went down on the depth chart for.
Well, you just can't. You can't stop Stevie Stickum. You can only hope to contain him.
Well, I'm going to go your route. The Broncos
are still picking?
The Broncos are going to score a touchdown on their first drive, and it's going to be from the hands of Joe Flacco.
All right, you still had to get a quarterback.
My quarterback. There we go, Ren. We are all locked in. There is our roster. I'm going to be 2-1, pretty much 3-0 after this. So right. Touchdowns are worth how many points?
It depends on who scored it.
By a quarterback, a passing touchdown.
Points.
That's not how it is in a game.
I know that, but I didn't didn't invent fantasy football. I just play it.
Oh, do you play it? How many leagues do you play in?
One a year.
And what does that league score touchdowns?
Look, man, if you wanted to do our scoring, you could have said, "Let's do our league scoring."
Why would but we not do our league?
But we decided on ESPN standard scoring.
We did not.
There was never any pushback on that.
Okay, we're doing four. We'll do four though.
All right,
we'll do four.
I can't see any reason why
football works.
If you want to change it this week, we can.
Nope. We'll stick with whatever you want.
All right, then let's do it. If I'm going to stick with whatever I want, well, I want some Breckenridge beers. You know what they are, Zach? They're damn good beers.
Damn good beer.
I got some flack for that at our company meeting last night.
With love.
I think it's a damn good saying. And if I ever want a beer, it's a no-brainer because Breckenridge Brewery has just about anything you could think of. Vanilla porters off the chains, avalanche ale, strawberry sky is obviously my personal favorite. But anything you're looking for, Breckenridge has it, and they've become a part of the subculture. So, like, you subscribe, you comment, and you tell us, you know, the things about yourself, and then you go to the liquor store and you buy a Breckenridge beer, and you tweet at us, and you tag Breckenridge. It's just a part. It's a part of the process of joining the family, and it's one of the things that we love.
They love us. We love them. You love them, and they love you. It is. There's just so much love going on. Make sure you grab a Strawberry Sky this week. Ryan, it's Friday. We want to see everything you guys are drinking this weekend.
I did not even realize it was a Breck Brew Friday.
It is a Breck Brew Friday, so make sure you go to the store. Hey, if you have to drive 120 feet, if you then walk the 120 feet, if you have to drive 120 miles, we know people are doing that to get in on Breck Brew. It is that good, so make sure that you go and get some this weekend.
I am going to Mumford & Sons on Saturday night after we get a little break here, and I will be having several Breckenridge beers before I go to that.
Just pick up a sampler pack, 15 sampler pack, you're good.
Or I might just go like six Strawberry Skies to the face.
Ooh.
I said I need seven, might just go six.
Six pack to yourself, there you go.
All right, let's take a quick break, and on the other side, we'll start with your questions.
Tax debt is impeding the growth of millions of small businesses in the U.S. That's why Symbio Tax and Administration's goal is to enable small businesses and individuals to make informed and calculated decisions when it comes to their taxes. Symbio Tax provides small business owners with expert services in resolving tax liabilities and providing financial clarity.
I would recommend George to anybody who has to deal with the IRS. His strengths and depth of knowledge make him really valuable. You know, over the course of years as a real estate broker, I've had the opportunity to talk with many different tax people. But the one thing I have found with George is he was very easy to work with. He was very articulate.
Symbio Tax is experienced in preparing returns for all income levels, as well as securing penalty abatements and settlements for qualified individuals that sometimes save the taxpayer thousands.
George was able to save us about $7,000, and of course, you know, being an independent real estate broker, $7,000 is a substantial amount of money, and it was really nice to get that dealt with.
They offer free consultations, so be sure to check out SymbioTax.com for more information. That's SymbioTax.com.
Rolling along here on the BSN Broncos podcast, getting to your questions from yesterday's podcast. I feel like you guys felt bad for us with how many questions we had to answer yesterday. Half as many today.
A modest 26. I mean, who would have thought we'd ever say that, even just a month ago. First one coming in from Colorado to New Mexico Broncos fan. RK and Zach, got a few things for you. One, Strawberry Sky. Damn good beer. Was in Denver over the weekend, was able to try it thanks to Skyline Beer Garden on 16th. Hashtag Tough Mudder Colorado 2019. Wow.
Got Zach, were you out there getting shocked in the mud?
I was out here watching Broncos football.
Have you ever done a Tough Mudder?
No. No. That electrocution field seems a little too much.
What is the point of that?
I have no idea. Two, Virginia water. Damn good water. From Colorado Springs. I'm from the Springs. Three, Mr. B. Four, Zach, microwaving streamed cheese. Damn gross. Have you ever tried it?
Why are you looking at me?
I'm asking you.
No.
Have you ever tried it from Colorado to New Mexico, Broncos fan? Then you can't say it's gross. He says on a very serious note, very optimistic going into this year. Okay, that was very random. 5, Gumballs plays like a first-round pick by limiting holding penalties and false starts. Yes, 6, Flacco throws for 3,600 yards.
Wow, big aspirations there.
7 for Elway. 8, backs combined for 2,400 rushing yards.
That is big aspirations.
Yeah. 9, defense averages no more than 18 points a game. That'd be good.
Yep.
Sorry for the long post. This is my first and will be my last. Only questions going forward. Thoughts? Yep.
Good stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, moving on from Count Flacula. During drinking a Breck brew in my belfry. Is that some sort of Dracula joke?
It must be. I imagined a home fryer.
Oh, that's scary. And wondering what your biggest media pet peeve is. I like this one. Don't need any names because we all know who they are. But what are the things that others covering our magnificent team do that drive you two fine gents up a wall?
Oh, a belfry is the thing at like the top of a clock tower where they like ring a bell.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, so that would make sense.
Zach,
okay.
Your biggest media pet peeve.
You go first. I didn't think about this. I was looking up belfry.
I forgot. Look how big Richard Sherman is.
Yeah. I forgot he'd be out here.
He's huge.
He is.
My lord. He would be a safety on the Broncos.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. My biggest media pet peeve is when someone is late on the news and they make an excuse about it as to why they were late on tweeting about the news. Like, oh, sorry, I was in the shower. Yes, the Broncos have signed wide receiver Jameson Thompson. I'm like, no one cares where you were.
I'm going to say, how about this? When big-time reporters don't give credit to the little guys.
Ooh.
Even though the little guys always have to give credit to them.
Yeah, that's garbage.
Yeah, it is.
But some of them apologized. Some of them didn't.
Exactly. On the podium asking questions, when you pretty much talk for a minute in preparation for your question, then it ends with just a statement.
Right. Or just questions that are statements.
Right.
Zach, talk about Richard Sherman. I guess that's more of a command than a statement.
Yeah, that's more. Here. Richard Sherman had a nice day today.
Yeah, that's a statement question. Wow, Akella Witherspoon is also really big. They have big corners.
Akella
Witherspoon has put some meat on those bones.
This team looks big. This team looks big right now.
They do. Maybe it's the gold pants.
Maybe it's because they're closer.
I don't know if you ever saw Akello in college. He's right in front of us right now. He was not that. Like, he's got some solidity to him.
Some solidity.
Is that a word?
Uh-oh, Ryan. Was that the horn to start practice?
Couldn't be. 3 minutes early. Next one's from Iceman. He says, hey, boys, more Allie and Lindsay. Oh, FYI, they won't come to your sweltering, bug-infested tent. Just saying. Well, that sounds like your loss. Joint practices. 1, Gumballs. 2, All-Pro Mr. Reisner. 3, Mr. B. 4, Connor snaps in the shotgun. 5, Skinny Boy number 5. Is Flacco skinny? Andrew and Brett. 6, stop any tight end. 7, John. Comment, edit, feature, yes, please. Zach, I just came to say hello. It was awesome. Is that an old school song? I feel like a lot of old people are saying they like that.
No, it's like, I'm trying to think who it's by. Dun, 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 dun. Hello, oh, oh. Bum, bum, bum. I'm not the type of girl that is into you.
Oh.
Hello.
There it is.
I have no idea who it's by.
You finally hit a note that resonated in my brain, and I was like, oh, I recognize that. That is an old song, for sure.
Old?
Like
3 years old?
No.
Yeah. I think it's called Hello.
We're going to have to Google this. All right.
Because it has like a beat in the back, so I don't think that would be like a old song.
I just came to say hello.
Yeah.
By Dragonette and Martin Solvig.
I would have never guessed.
Released in 2011, so I guess we're both wrong.
Okay, split the difference.
I would have guessed like 1997. So I guess you were closer.
Oh, San Francisco brought there.
What is that, a foghorn?
That just doesn't work, really.
No.
That's what it sounded like.
Oh, my God. Anyways, he finishes by saying something along the lines of, AB week one, boys, he can't play through frostbite. Never, ever. Go Broncos. I want to, like, meet Iceman. Just the way he talks is very interesting.
I think he's going to be there in 8 days from now.
Is he?
I think so.
Is he a draft goer?
I think he mentioned it.
No one has reached out, or maybe they have, but I just haven't heard about it. Are we trying to do the BSN Open? I'm still waiting to hear from you guys.
Maybe we're just doing a virtual WGT Open.
We're all going to sit at Lake Street Tavern and play WGT. All right, next one's from UK Broncos UK, which seems redundant. Sorry, guys, but it's fish and chips again. I believe the oil the fish is cooked in makes a big difference. I feel like it's probably the same.
Wow. I meant to get fish and chips last night, and I forgot.
Oh, at BST, do they have fish and chips?
I don't know. If they did, I was going to get them, and I totally forgot.
Bummer.
Because I wanted to see if vinegar was brought.
I had the steak fajitas. Woo! So good. Anyways, he says, I don't know why, but even fish and chips from London don't taste the same. I'm going to say because Yorkshire is by the coast. Whitby is a great fish and chip town, too. Yorkshire puddings are egg, flour, and milk batter that are usually served with a roast dinner and are covered in gravy.
Isn't that good, no blood.
Essentially gravy?
Yeah, that does sound like it. Yep.
I guess you need like something else. I don't know. It's interesting. We have Yorkshire Pudding Day, which usually coincides with Super Bowl Sunday. They were also recently voted the UK's most popular savory food, closely followed by fish and chips. Keep up the good work and go Broncos.
Why are you doing that to me, UK Broncos? It's 9:17, and I'm hungry now. I'm hungry. It sounds
really
good.
I brought a lunch today. I'm a real big boy now.
And I think the Broncos are serving us lunch as well. And
it's not going to be keto friendly. Yeah. I can guarantee that. They're not bringing us like poke bowls on salad.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would.
Next one coming in from Iceman again. He says, hey, boys, more Allie and Lindsay. Thinking it's the same comment, but no. I was reading Bumpy Buffalo's comment. We have to make that happen. Just saying. Don't know if these are out of order, but reading another comment.
This one is out of order for sure.
Made me come back to chime in on this.
He wanted to let RK and Zach know that Cody and Cam on Lockdown Broncos gave you two boys a major shout out on their pod today. Go Broncos.
Appreciate that, Cody and Cam. Here's your shout out.
Thanks. You guys rule. Next one's from Brian. He says, My guys, Brian from LA or Santa's Little Welkers in the Fantasy League. Wow, people are already making their team names. Haven't even read the email yet. Sorry, Nacho Brad. One, Locke's throwing power in Madden is an 89. What should it actually be?
That's okay for a rookie, right?
Whoa. How does being a rookie affect how strong his arm is?
Because they don't. There's so much disrespect for rookies.
Okay, but
I'm surprised it's not worse.
Okay, he's saying in real life, what is his throw strength?
I would say a 96 right now.
I would as well.
Wow, did I hit the number you were thinking?
Yep, you did.
Nice.
He said, been here for about 2 years now. I remember the days when we struggled to hit 10 comments, even with the call line. Any chance of bringing the BSN call line back? Yes, that's what this podcast needs, Zach. More listener interaction. At that point, there's no first segment anymore.
There's a negative segment. We're like talking before we even get here.
Yeah, I miss your calls. It was fun. I just think it wouldn't work anymore.
Why do you guys call no more?
Yeah, you can still try calling the line. I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know if we still own it. So maybe it'll go to someone's email and they'll send it to us.
Brian again chimes in and says, quick comment toward DJ. Are these comments like thrown off now?
Why don't you go to the top and sort by newest?
Is that not what I have?
Uh-oh, that could throw off everything.
Oh, no. What'd you do?
All right, I think we're good. Brian chimes back in and says, quick comment towards DJ talking about high school highlights. Weird flex, but okay, welcome to the family. He's talking about a comment from yesterday, Zach. That's why you're confused.
Got it. But I wasn't sorted properly.
You weren't sorted
now
properly.
Now we're all messed up.
All right. Coach Tobin says, quote, my body is wet, Zach. You don't have to worry about that today, unless it's from the fogginess.
Yeah, unless it's from shivering.
All right, he says, his funny comment, Bowles has to have a great cereal name, just not creative enough to think about him. Bolos?
Bolos. What about using the bowl?
A bowl of bowls.
A bowl of bowls.
Bowl of bowls. I like that.
Gumballs.
Ugh. I feel like I had friends who would have like enjoyed there being a cereal that had gum in it.
I wouldn't have, but I freaking love gum in ice cream.
What is wrong with you?
Oh my god. Now I'm a little kid in
this
way.
You're the exact person I was just referencing.
If I could get cotton candy ice cream and gum ice cream, I would in a heartbeat. Absolutely.
How do you eat that?
You kind of put some on the side of your mouth while you continue eating the ice cream. Then at the end, you just have this huge piece of gum. I also swallow my gum, so it's easy.
Dude, what is wrong with you? Who is this person?
So then it's just really easy.
This is like a fresh playlist. Did Vic compromise with Kyle that he would let him choose the music for warm-ups?
I can believe it. Yeah, because we know there's going to be, quote, absolutely no music.
Loved that. Anyways, Coach Robin goes on and says, will Fant be able to be the guy that can work the middle of the field and also be a red zone threat? I believe he's got all the tools, but I'm not hearing great feedback so far. Thoughts? You shouldn't be hearing not great feedback. I mean, for a rookie, I think he's doing fine. My prediction, a lot of touchdowns, a little yards.
Yep. So what? 8 touchdowns, 400 yards?
8 touchdowns would be twice as much as anyone had on the team last year, so I feel uncomfortable doing that.
6?
6 touchdowns.
6 and 3?
400 yards.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be a good for good rookie year.
For Mr. Freeze, who still has a badge, after tonight's showing from Kyler Murray, whom I already know I'm going to want to revoke his badge, I have a dream scenario for Ryan. Arizona goes 1-15 this year behind a shoddy offensive line.
Oh, wow.
And BJ's defense averages 45 points per game given up. Arizona drafts Tua and trades Kyler to the Broncos for a third-round pick and Jeff Hireman. Okay, no. First of all, no. They are not trading him. The Broncos would never take him. But I believe this is a great time for me to make this prediction, Zach, because I'm getting the stock low. Everyone wants to jump off the Kyler train right now. Put it in stone. Kyler Murray will win Rookie of the Year.
Oh, in stone, huh?
Yes.
Even after his 3-of-8 performance last night, put up 0 points. His backup, Brett Hundley, had a much better game than him. You want to go that route?
I 100% want to go that route because anyone who watched that and is off the Kyler Murray train is wrong.
Kyler Murray had the 7 quarterbacks played. He had the worst passer rating. The next second worst had double the passer rating. I'm 45 passer rating, brought in 2 sacks, averaged 1.5 yards per completion, 3-of-8 for 12 yards. This guy's garbage.
Oh, my God. Oh, a rookie had a bad preseason game. Everyone freak out.
I know. I'm kidding.
Kyler Murray, Rookie of the Year. Lock it in. Get it in. Oh, I should try and get that in Vegas today.
Right. It's ever going to be its best odds. It'll be today.
I hope everyone jumps off the Kyler Murray train. I want to be solo on that. Next one's from Bronco Matt. He says, I know Broncos country has been hard on Locke because of the last game he played. Well, they can't be hard on him for that game. That game was amazing.
No.
Which they shouldn't be. But anyways, anyone worried about it should go to the NFL YouTube and watch the highlights showing every throw Kyler had versus the Raiders, which was embarrassing. Not really. Also, the Dwayne versus the Bengals, not as embarrassing. But Locke more often looks like a competent and collected QB than any of those other two QBs. I cannot wait to see what this guy can do. The more he progresses, which he surely will, keep up the great work.
Yeah, he's going to progress. I love where he's at right now. And I'm curious where John Elway thinks he's at right now.
I think he's probably pretty happy with where he's at right now.
I think so.
Next one's from Lone Star Bronco. He says, I sure hope the Breck Brew locator doesn't let me down. I'm doing a Spartan race 5 hours from home, and the locator says Strawberry Sky is available there. Super excited for my post-race treat. You could always just call them and make sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways, he says, watching the Raiders card game, and Andy Isabella made a huge TD catch. Oh, my other guy.
He did. 53 yards.
He says, your boy Kyler Murray looked rough. Oh, well. He's still winning Rookie of the Year. Not annoyed at Dak for wanting more, but seriously, to turn down $30 million and ask for $40 million, who is this clown, he says.
He's a clown.
No, he's not. He's a smart businessman.
Yeah, I mean, that's what his agent has to do, right?
That's what he should do, because he has them in a corner. He has them literally backed into a corner.
Exactly. All right, next one coming in from Pastor Red. He says, hey, guys, flew into Denver from New Hampshire for a few days to see friends and the last friends, and in the last 48, I've watched Nolan be Nolan, been to Blake Street Tavern, played cornhole at Breckenridge Brewery. Damn good trip thus far. P.S. How exotic do you expect Fangio to get with play calling in preseason?
Not exotic at all. No. Awesome that you did all that stuff, though. That's great.
That's awesome.
I wish you would have invited us, honestly.
Just in 48 hours, you could have ran into us at probably a few of those places.
Yep, definitely at Blake Street Tavern last night.
Ryan, you mind if I'm looking over your shoulder? I'm totally lost on these comments.
It's fine. Next one's from BC Bronco. He says, no question today. Just want to credit RK for helping me embrace my newest love of cold brew coffee. That's awesome. So happy that you've found the light. He says that it was too hot for hot coffee one day, so he tried some cold coffee. Fell in love.
Ryan, we got a roll that we have started joint practice officially. Special and teams units going up against each other.
They're just punting, so that's okay. Anyways, he goes on and says, long story short, I love this pod. Not only do you get great football takes from and fantastic local Broncos coverage, you also get fantastic community game-changing coffee advice. Amazing free shirts, Breckenridge, damn good beers, Wine Sir, an app that can help us all be a little bit more mature. Thanks, gents, for all you do and for being over the 480 characters. We'll tone it down in the future.
We love you, BC Bronco. Don't worry about that. Next one coming in from Camster. He says, coming in from Camster. He says, hey, guys, probably not the right place for this post.
Okay. Well, we won't read. All right, wait, hang on. Let's just do this. I'm confused. Okay, never mind. We're skipping that. Sorry. Next one's from Upstate Garbage Plate. Gentlemen, long time no comment. Work's been a disaster this summer. I would like to thank you and all the listeners for making these podcasts last longer into my 12-hour overnights. Ryan, big fan of the creativity of the dishwasher salmon. I had to come up with some fun ways to cook in college, but man, you're trying to be a refined adult here. Run to your local Asian market, grab a steamer basket, some sake, marin, and soy sauce if you have none. Marinate the salmon in soy, ginger, scallion, and a little red pepper flakes. Put sake, marin, and chicken stock into a pot. Put the steamer basket on top. Steam for 8 minutes or until done. Serve with a nice white wine or some sake. Why would I go buy all those things when I can literally do that in my dishwasher?
Because I do not believe you, you liar.
Why don't you and your girl come over for some dinner next week? I'll make seafood or something.
In the dishwasher?
Maybe not.
Yeah, it'll probably be a maybe not. I mean, I'm coming over, but I think the dishwasher is probably going to be a maybe not.
You'll see. Two, my roommate's a Giants fan. At the beginning of last season, when all Giants hope began to fade, he started looking into college ranks for hope. In mid-October, I told him to distinctly hop off the Herbert wagon onto the Lock bus. I haven't commented since we drafted him. I just wanted to flex that I've been in love with his play, accuracy, and all for a while. My roommate near cried with the Jones pick and said some very uncouth things to me when we got Lock in the second. Three's for Mr. B. Four, fish and chips with vinegar is choice. Zach, tartar sauce is good, but nothing beats the acidic tang of a good malt vinegar.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying I've never been offered that.
He says Bachelor and such shows are so boring. That is completely wrong. I don't hate on reality shows. If I'm going to watch the drama of reality, at least show me some great talents as well. Well, if you watch The Bachelorette, you're going to see a lot of good talent. Or at least The Bachelor. He goes on and says, I watched the heck out of Top Chef, RuPaul's Drag Race, and Project Runway. Substance with my needless drama. Top Chef is the best by far, and the Denver season is one of my favorites. Actually, Top Chef isn't even the best food show. That goes to Chopped.
Oh, okay. Can't disagree with you there.
And there's just no way you can say those shows are boring. They might be bad, but they're definitely not boring. Six, question time. Have you noticed an educational difference in practice without the music? Does it seem like there's an ant on my coffee.
Uh-oh. Going in the hole.
You
got him. You sent him for a ride.
Does it seem like the coaches are able to get their point across easier? Why did I just lose my spot? Without screaming. And the players pick up on them without the distraction of music. I thought it was a very interesting idea from Coach Fangio. I was wondering if there have been noticeable differences so far.
There's, to be honest, there's less dancing. And whether that's distracting or not, sometimes it can be distracting, but there's less dancing.
The 49ers were dancing a lot before practice. More dancing than I've seen in weeks.
They're not dancing now, are they?
They were dancing like Zach Stevens on Bourbon Street.
Early in the morning.
Yes. All right, sevens for John. Finally, eight to the non-subscribers. The BSN articles are so in-depth and informative, it's worth every penny. Give these fine fellows their well-deserved nickels. And the t-shirts are as amazing as everyone says. My Mile High Lindsay is easily my most worn shirt in my repertoire, and I can't wait to see what else comes out. Sorry for being a long one. I just missed you guys so much. Hopefully work quiets down a bit, and I can wake up before the pod drops more often. And if you do that, hopefully you don't leave us a 10,000-word comment.
We love you, Upstate Garbage Play. Next one coming in from G-Ham Chill. He says, people are leaving out one crucial detail when it comes to these BSN shirts. Sure, they're pretty damn soft, but the fit through the shoulders is something special. These shirts make your chest, back, and shoulders look huge. If you want... Oh, whoa.
What? You lost your spot?
And if you want to look huge, subscribe. You're going to love the way you look.
That happened to me, too. I wonder if it auto-updates, so when someone leaves a new comment...
It bumps it down?
It bumps it down.
I bet we did just get a new one.
I think we got two in, like, the last 2 minutes.
We love it. G-Ham Chill. And, yeah, I love the way it makes my body look.
If it can make Zach look huge, it can make anyone look huge.
What are you saying?
You're small.
Say that to my face.
I wouldn't say it to Richard Sherman, that's for sure. Ben in SLC, I'm like blown away by how big he is. I can't believe it. He's wearing a BSN. He must be wearing a BSN shirt for him to look that big. Anyways, he says, as far as Kyle Shanahan goes, this is Ben in SLC. I think it's fine that the Broncos pass him over. Oh, but I got to be quiet. He's probably like 5 feet away from us right now. When you look at it, they ended up with his offense 2 years later anyway with Skangs, and you brought in a defensive genius to run the show. I would call that a win. Sure, the VJ year sucked. But you need those down years to appreciate the success the franchise had. Thanks for the great coverage and keeping me connected to the hometown teams whenever the Air Force decides to send me. How did you feel about everyone piling on Vance last night?
Preseason.
I'm just saying, like, can we...
Here's the thing. If you're going to pile on Vance, you have to pile on Kyler.
My whole thing is just like... Like, you broke up with this girl, right? You look so petty by then trying to, like, tell everyone how much she sucked.
Right. I agree. I totally agree.
All right. The real stuff is starting now, Zach. And they're going to the opposite side of the field, which is not ideal for us, especially since we're supposed to be splitting up the duties here. So the things we do for you guys. All right. The next one's from Orange and Blue Devils. I just wanted to clear things up. I am a she. I am a complete demographic wrecker for you, but I am a huge Broncos fan. We love that you're wrecking the demographic.
We love it. We love it.
We had tickets growing up, and I went to just about every game. I even saw Jen Elway play his last game, Super Bowl 32 in Miami. My family here is a bunch of Redskins fans, so I need a daily Broncos fix. You guys are by far the best Broncos podcasters.
Something just happened that I – thank you so much, Orton and Blue Devils. We love having you roll with us. Something just happened that I have not seen here at training camp. The looks like inside linebackers for the San Francisco 49ers just broke it down. I mean, they're in a huddle. They're getting pumped. They're getting loud. They're screaming. I haven't seen that. Do you think the Broncos will do that?
I don't think so. I think the Broncos are more businesslike.
Yeah, it scares me a bit.
Than these.
I'm like, what's going to happen here?
These scrappy 49ers.
Next one coming in from Swedish Broncos says, I'm in chalk. Donuts ain't breakfast. Donut fits perfectly into the coffee break category. Wow. Something you eat as a treat with coffee or other drink of your choice. Same as cookies, sweet biscuits, and cinnamon buns. After, and a life hack, don't feel like doing marshmallows over open fire. 10 to 15 seconds in the microwave, that's some damn good marshmallow.
All right. No, first of all, I know you agree with me on this, Zach. The most important part of a s'more is the char.
Yes. Yeah.
You almost were going to disagree with me just to disagree with me. I know you.
Yeah.
You're about to be like, nah, even though I know you're a char guy.
Here's what I was going to say. Yeah. Yeah. See, and that's where I couldn't get past. The marshmallow is by far the most important part.
But the marshmallow needs the char.
Doesn't need it.
Oh, wow. I couldn't disagree more. Could not disagree more. Where are these ants coming from? Freaking out over here.
You got a trap on you? You get some cheese in your belly?
Gross. The good news, Zach, is the 49ers and Broncos are on different fields, so we're not missing anything yet.
So we got to go fast.
Today is from RDD Halliwall, which I feel like we need to shorten that name up. Today is National Tell a Joke Day. What is your go-to joke? I was going to say the Raiders, but that's too obvious. Here's my go-to. I went to the zoo. There was only one animal. It was a dog. It was a she-tow.
It was a she-tow. I don't get it, do you?
I don't get it at all. Well, good joke.
That is
hilarious. Do you have a go-to joke that's quick?
No, I don't. Do you?
Not a quick one. All my jokes are like the whole, you got to go the whole story.
Right.
We simply don't have time for
right.
that today.
I like the random question, though.
I feel like we are losing. I lost my spot.
Yeah. I'll pick up for where I thought we were. And that's coming in from Timmy from Sweden. He says, like always, great pod. That's... like coffee in the morning, it's BSN before a good night's sleep. The BSN Madden League needs more members. Xbox One. Email me at timmyfromsweden@gmail.com. Made a more simple email address so Zach can pronounce it. Haha, thanks, Timmy. He says, P.S., email what team you'd like to manage. I guess everyone wants to be the Broncos, so we will draw a winner who gets to be that team before we start. Also, Ryan and Zach, do you think you can get the other Denver pods to make a little announcement about the league? Would be awesome to fill out the league. Thanks, Timmy.
If we can't fill out the league from this, then we'll fill out, we'll help, we'll go call there.
So email Timmy, T-I-M-M-Y, from Sweden, @gmail.com.
All right, that should be easy enough. The next one here.
I got one from Bumpy Buffalo.
All right, I'm going to get that one.
Okay.
He says, hello, BSN community. Long one here, and I'm sorry. Definitely not long by many standards. I wanted to reach out to everyone here and see if everyone would help make a dream come true. My stepmom was just diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic cancer and has never been to a Broncos game, even though she's a lifelong fan. I'm so sorry to hear that, Bumpy Buffalo.
Yes.
This is one of her dreams, and I'll have to say thank you for Ryan for getting back to me quick and giving me this idea. I set up a GoFundMe to get her tickets as close to the 50-yard line as I can, and I would be incredibly grateful if anyone would like to help out. Thank you to BSN for letting me put this out there, and thank you to everyone for even just giving me the time. Yeah, guys, so he put the comment there in the comment section with a link to the GoFundMe. I can tell you right now that I've spoken with the powers that be, and BSN is going to make a sizable donation to the GoFundMe to help really get this thing rolling. We already have $40 in there from people who just saw this comment yesterday, which is pretty cool. But we're gonna make sure that we get a nice amount in there so that we can get this thing rolling. I really think with our community, we should be able to round this out pretty darn quick.
Absolutely. And Ryan, this is what this community is all about. Through the laughs, through the fun times, through all the jokes we have, the great Broncos talk, we're a community. And this is what we're here for. We ask that you guys support us, and we will absolutely support you, especially something like this. So, Bumpy Buffalo, I know this probably wasn't easy to do, but thank you so much for reaching out to us.
And exactly like you said, Zach, that's what we're all about. Like, we want to help them just as much as they want to help us out. And this is certainly a pressing type of situation here. So BSN will certainly contribute, and I plan on contributing right out of my own pocket as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, I feel like that's a good place for us to take a quick break right here. And when we come back on the other side, we'll wrap up the last few questions.
Piper Electric has been a part of the Denver community for over 35 years. Their reputation of being fairly priced, trustworthy, and dependable has allowed them to become one of the best Denver electrical contractor companies in the market.
We believe Piper is the best because of their professionalism, because of their capability, because of their integrity, and because of the relationship we have built over the last year and a half with several of their key managers.
That was Jim. He's been a customer of Piper Electric for over a year now and loves it so much that he recommends his own clients to them.
Sometimes customers will ask us if we know of somebody who can be their regular electrician, where they could call for anything from a small job to something much larger, maybe a remodel. And so we certainly have referred people to Piper and Piper to them.
From residential, commercial, and industrial, Piper Electric can handle all of your electrical needs.
They've done actually everything from repairing a small wiring situation with a circuit breaker panel to adding additional circuits, adding parking lighting. So really, they have become a one-stop shop for all of our needs.
If you call today and use the promo code BSN, you will get $25 off your next service call. That's 303-646-6765 or go to piperelectric.com.
Final segment here on the BSN Broncos podcast, as we are cutting things very closely here in terms of getting out to this joint practice so we can tell you guys what happened. But I think we got time, and we have a few more questions here, Zach, and I'll let you start with whatever one you have in front of you.
I thought I had new ones, Ryan. I don't know if I had new ones. I think these are the ones we've already talked about.
All right, I see one here from Dan Burke. He says, agree with y'all on the Kyle Shanahan take. We'll see how things go this year, but there's a chance he could be the next Wade Phillips. Great coordinator that's not meant to be a head coach. I'd throw a blank check at him to be our offensive coordinator if he gets fired by the 49ers, though. Seeing that Kittle isn't out there, the matchup I'm looking forward to most is DeForest Buckner versus whatever interior guy he's going up against. We're playing some pretty good interior guys this year, so that's as good a test as any.
Yeah.
Also, I was doing some snooping around 49ers sites. They've got a player called Richie James, who's probably a roster bubble player for them. Sounds like he's a pretty good returner, so hopefully y'all can keep an eye on him.
If he's a good returner, he's not going to be making the Broncos.
Why?
Well, because the 49ers won't let go of him, and then the Broncos just are immune to good returners.
I want to say he's a Pac-12 guy. That name sounds really familiar.
It sounds like a Pac-12 name.
Doesn't that sound like you went to Oregon?
Yes.
Sounds like you went to Oregon.
And if he's a returner, 1 and 2 makes sense.
Yep.
I completely agree with you. DeForest Buckner versus the interior guys, very good matchup to watch. Totally, totally agree. All right, and I got this next one coming in from Sir James Radio. It says, returning subscriber back for another season. We love it. Blame taxes for me leaving because it sure wasn't the amazing content. Couple things here. One, no more Ultimate Talk. I blew out my ACL in a college pickup game. There were mere mentions of it. Makes my knee swell up. I'm sorry about that. We'll just call it Frisbee. Two, my Twitter was fished years ago and started posting spam, and as a result, I not only lost Champ Bailey as a follower, but it got me blocked from him. Any help to fix that would make me very happy.
You can text him.
You can.
He posts that. Go to his social media. Well, you're blocked.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Sorry. We'll try and look it up for you and DM you his phone number is.
DM us. Well, I don't know if you can. Your Twitter was blocked. Boy, you're really out of luck here. We'll figure it out.
Four, I'm stealing this.
Yep.
I'm known as a fathead guy at McDonald's due to the story I told about you on Twitter. Yes. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's pretty hilarious.
Yes, it is. And finally, five, I can't not allow the great name of Hot Pockets to be continuously besmirched. Hot Pockets are absolutely amazing and need to be protected. Thanks for the great content, boys. Makes the workday that much more enjoyable. Got him.
We love having you back on with us, Sir James Radio.
I'm really confused, Zach, because I don't see a badge that was handed out today. Maybe you have to get a certain amount of...
Well, Mr. Freeze had the badge. Well, he carried it over.
But there's two badges yesterday.
Right.
Remember? And one was the top-rated comment. I think you got to get like 5 upvotes on a comment. And that's how you get a badge.
Yeah, we didn't have a very giving community today in terms of upvotes.
Nope. People were stingy. And I have to agree, the comments could have been... No, I'm just kidding.
Watch out what you ask for in these comments, Ryan.
But that wraps things up for us today. We got a practice to go cover.
Quick little programming note. If we missed your question today, the website was doing freaky things to us. So just re-comment it on tomorrow's. It was not intentional. We love you all.
And the good news is we didn't miss any... competitive practice here.
No, and Mike Shanahan's here.
Oh, hey, Mike Shanahan.
Father, dad.
Where is he?
He's staying next to Brandon Stokely over there. I don't know if you can see from that. Nope, yep, you just got to come a little bit more my way. Don't be afraid. Just like my girlfriend. There,
wow.
You see?
All right.
Yep, that's him.
All right, well, we'll find out if he's going to tell us anything later today. We'll talk to you guys later on the BSN Broncos podcast. Thanks for tuning in. It's getting me down. We'll be right back.
guys, it's Allie and Lindsay here, and we want to talk to you about our new favorite wine subscription.
It is Winestr. The best thing about Winestr is that they work with small wineries.
You know BSN loves supporting small local businesses, and Winestr is just that, supporting real people making real wine.
These guys will curate a hand-picked shipment for you from the best small wine producers in the U.S.
So my favorite part about Winestr is the fact that I don't really know much about wine, and when I go to a liquor store, I tend to gravitate towards the same wine I've always had instead of trying something new. But with Winestr, they make the process so easy.
That's exactly right, Allie. And from my perspective, you guys, I love wine and have tried so many different types of wine at different price points. And Winestr is not only easy, but it is quite literally some of the best wine I've ever tasted, and it makes for an amazing gift.
What's also ideal about Winestr is that you can pick your shipments based on your schedule.
That's right, Allie. So whether you're a casual drinker or you love hosting parties, you can get your shipment based on your lifestyle. So head to their website today, you guys. That's Winestr, Winestr.com. We've got BSN25 promo code for you, and you can save $25 off your first order.